Mario dominated his job interview. Big mistake. I'm Jody Phillips. This isn't hockey where dominating is the goal, actually gets the goal. What position are you playing in your interview? Mario's dad owned a clothing manufacturing company. As his number two man, Mario was heir apparent to the whole kingdom. But his dad wanted him out in the world, learning in an environment where nepotism wasn't the driving force. So Mario finds himself seated across from a fairly junior HR type in a job interview. What does Mario do? He dominates. He rambles. He talks over his interviewer. Mario thinks his six-figure income, $2,000 suit, and the prestigious title his father bestowed upon him make him superior. He hasn't really considered that in the real world, he'd probably still be working his way out of the mailroom. Here's the tip. No matter how confident you may be, in this instance, you're the one looking out the window, not driving the car. This is a job interview. Let your interviewer lead, set the tone, and ask the questions. It's likely that you're going to get 80% of the airtime anyhow. I mean, that's the purpose of the meeting, right? There'll be plenty of opportunity for you to prove why you're a great fit. But over-answering, telling lengthy anecdotes, asking so many questions that you're interviewing the interviewer, well, it's just not done. The recruiter couldn't wait to show Mario to the door. This is the real world after all. I'm Jody Phillips.